The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
I can see!
I can see all obstacles in my way.
I can see!
I can't see!
Gone
I can't
the
see!
Dark clouds that had me blind.
Why?
I can see!
You know, so I guess the eclipse is over. Is it safe to look at the sky now, guys?
It's not. It's not over yet. It'll be over at about 9 this morning.
Stay inside.
It's bright out there, and I could see clearly now, actually.
I can't see. I can't see.
Larry.
Larry. I can't see. I can't see.
Larry Fine, one of the way under. You know, can I tell you, honestly.
Very underrated.
I'll tell you. Curly Howard, comic genius. I've always said that. And I think Chaplin took from, the great Charles Chaplin took from Curly Howard from Brooklyn, New York. I really do. Because a lot of the moves that Chaplin does, and you get, Curly, I think it was around the time he started out, around the time of Chaplin. So I think Chaplin's brilliance came from the Three Stooges. I'm just saying.
I can't see. I can't see.
And Larry always says, but Larry's always the guy that just pulled his hair out, you know? Who remembers Officer Joe Bolton? Come on.
I do.
Come on. No, you know, you're too young.
I do, because the guy who taught me how to do the Donald Duck voice was on the Joe Bolton show.
Really?
Yes,
no,
he was.
That great. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Frank Sillard is going to join us momentarily, the chairman, CEO of Tunnel to Towers, and they're helping out. This is a news item, and it broke yesterday, how the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is stepping up and helping out people with 9/11 related illnesses. This just doesn't go away. And the Tunnel to Towers announced at the One World Observatory that the foundation will pay off mortgages for first responders who lost their lives to 9/11 related illnesses. God bless. This is what I love. And I've been, by the way, I have to tell you, well, I went to, if you go to One World, you go to the One World Observatory, right? And you go in there, and you go then off to the side. They have the, you know, they have the wells, the beautiful, beautiful memorial for 9/11. It is beautiful, breathtaking, and stunning. And then you go to the museum. You got to go down an elevator, if that doesn't make you feel and understand what happened on September 11, 2001, as we celebrate we remember, the anniversary coming up 20 years ago. You see the faces of everyone. I was down there with Frank Sillard. We went down, and before it really opened to the public, and I was down there with Frank Sillard, and we went around, and then I saw the picture of Steven Sillard, his brother, who died, who started the whole Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I want to tell you, it is as moving an experience, and as you listen around the country, and we much appreciate that, you know that, but as you listen around the country, when you come to New York, you have to go to the memorial. You have to pay respects. We must never forget, because this could happen again so quickly. And when I see what's happening in the House of Representatives, and I see... I don't even like to mention their names, but you know, people from the squad, the quote unquote squad, they hate America. Do they not remember? Do they not feel like you and I feel for all the victims of September 11th? They don't. I don't think they do. I think they just want the total destruction of our country. They're siding with terrorists. And if we're not on watch now, this will happen all over again. That's what scares me about the border. That's why we have Tom Holman on. That's why we have Mark Morgan on. That's why we talk about it incessantly on this show, because terrorists can come through. And I just saw some tweets from some Hollywood types. They have no idea. They're in their little enclave. We want to welcome everybody. And we do welcome everybody, you know, and that you want to go. And I feel so much for the people that are coming and struggling, but they don't understand the industry of human trafficking south of the border. And that's what it is. And when you have Kamala Harris, that was what a complete fail. Did you ever notice everything that this quote-unquote administration does is a complete fail? Excuse me. And I believe me, I've failed in my life. I know I have. And I understand failure when I see it. When Blinken goes and talks to China and Alaska, the quote-unquote Secretary of State, yeah, how embarrassing was that? How embarrassing when China said, look, you got a problem with Black Lives Matter. You get your affairs in order, then you come and lecture us. And could you argue with China for saying that? He was right on the money, embarrassed Blinken right there on a world stage. Kamala Harris goes down to Guatemala. Guatemala goes, you're helping out the coyotes. You're helping out the people that run the human trafficking, that are raping and killing people, the drugs that are coming in. And me, I'm worried about the terrorists that are going to come in. And maybe that are here, God forbid. God forbid. Oh, please. You and I see it. You know, Frank, thank God Frank Siller sees it. But they don't see it. We're right back where we started, like we forget, you know? John Solomon will join us. We are so appreciative of Mr. Solomon taking the time on the radio as well. Just the News is the name of his organization. He's an award-winning investigative journalist speaking the truth. We'll get into a series of topics with John. Monica Crowley is my buddy, my pal, former assistant secretary of the United States Treasury. What's going on? 2.3 million new stimulus checks sent. Is it destroying the country? Because nobody wants to work now, right? Assemblyman John Bramnick, leader Bramnick, doing a great job in the assembly in the great state of New Jersey. There is a hearing in New Jersey school mask mandates. Do you put your kids in masks when they go back to school? What's going to happen? Tom Del Beccaro, I tell you, he's an acclaimed speaker, author, one of the smartest cats out there politically, you know, and he will join us. Apparently, we're going to see what's going on in California and how they're doing. And Arthur Idala as well. He is a star in the legal arena, and always great to catch up with our friend Arthur. Let me go to the calls before we break here, guys. Let me go, if I may, Peter in New York City. Hi, Peter. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Great show as usual. Two quick points, if I may make. I couldn't hold on online Monday, but you mentioned something that I wanted to talk about, and that is how D-Day got absolutely no coverage whatsoever.
Yeah.
So as an American and the son of a World War II veteran, I want to thank you for that. But I thought I might give you a little bit of something to smile about today. Last night at the Islander game, Islanders played Boston, and I'm not an Islander fan. The New York State University police were the color guard, and this lady by the name of Nicole Raviv, and all I know about her is she was born in Canada to Israeli parents. She sang the national anthem, but what she did is she had the crowd actually sing the national anthem. And as I scanned the crowd, to see the crowd standing, not sitting, not kneeling, with their hands over their heart, singing that national anthem as loud as they could, made me feel fantastic. The video is on NHL.com. You and your audience can go look at it. It really will make you feel good because all we hear is American bashing and all this hatred. It was just a beautiful thing to see, and I wanted to share that with you.
God bless you, Peter. You made our day, my friend. God bless you. That's I'm telling you, that's what I see. That's what I see out there. That's exactly what Peter's talking about. And a shout out. Where was this? That was the Islanders game yesterday.
Yeah, that was at Nassau Coliseum. They beat the Bruins last night. Won that series 4-2. They will play the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup semis. If they win that series, they will go on to the Stanley Cup finals.
Well, this is great. That's Lou Lamoriello, my man over there.
That's right. That's right.
You know, if you Google Lou Lamoriello, is one of the great.
He's just genius. What he has done with three different hockey organizations, with the Devils and all the cups that they won, he turned the Toronto Maple Leafs around and then was basically unceremoniously dismissed. And now he comes to the Islanders, and what he has done in bringing in Barry Trotz from the Capitals, who the Capitals never should have let go, and what he has done with this young team right now, they are on the cusp of doing something fantastic. And it would be great because they're opening a new arena next year right next to Belmont Park. It'll be a lot of fun.
You know who's a great guy is John Ledecky. You know John, right?
Yes.
And I just saw him at Yankee Stadium. What a great guy. And I said, hey, Lou, how's Lou doing? He goes, hey, Lou loves you. And then it is a great arena. And this new arena is supposed to be spectacular.
You're going to have trains going right out there so Islander fans can get there via the LIRR.
Love it.
You're right next to Belmont. And when the Belmont Stakes is running, and now you've got you know, maybe a hockey playoff game. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, if you Google Islanders, and I see Lou Lamoriello's name come up, and someone asks, is Lou Lamoriello Italian? Please, don't insult me and ask that question. Of course. I always say he's the current-day Vince Lombardi, Lou Lamoriello. God bless him. A dear, dear friend who we love absolutely and respect more than I can tell you. Let me go to Ed, if I may, in Babylon. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I was just being... I had to swallow something. I have to tell you, nuclear medicine technologist working at Stony Brook University Hospital for many years and collaborating with Brookhaven National Laboratories, where Einstein worked, as a patriot and citizen, you're not allowed to do it, but I can. I'm going to tell you clinically, leaf factor works. I've tried it. Oh. I recommended it to cynical friends who then I see, and I go, what's wrong? And my buddy would say, my back hurts. I go, well, he goes, no, I know I tried it. I didn't take it this morning. That's the problem. I didn't take relief factor. And something I like, I got to say about you, Joe, where you come from, we both come from the Army Air Corps, fathers and mothers of good
family.
You tell the truth on your show, Joe, and this is why I think people want you to run for office. Not that you should. It may ruin your life. You'll have to put a wall up around your little farm there. It'll take the garbage out. But we thank you because you're the best part of our day. You tell people to make it a great day. You make our day good. Every day at 6 a.m., if I'm not listening to the radio, I go, oh, my God, I'm missing something. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Oh, you are most kind. I'm very humble. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. And you're right. It does. Relief factor really does work. It's like, is that, I hear that all the time. Yeah, it really works. Ed, thank you. I'm very humbled by that. Let's go to Glenn before we break, guys. Hi, Glenn. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. All of this infrastructure agenda is off the mark scientifically. It's just political because we could desalinate the Pacific and irrigate the deserts. You know, you have Bill Gates. He comes up with the brilliant idea of clouding the skies to protect us from global warming. That sounds like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. One of those episodes where real infrastructure would be pipelining the Pacific to the desert and desalinating it. Thank you.
You know what, Glenn, you're right. And also how Israel really worked the desert. They are, as always, ahead of everybody else, it seems, in Israel, aren't they, though? And they really, and by the way, talk about irrigation. Israel, you don't hear about this. You just hear about, in America, you just hear how bad Israel is and how bad our Jewish brothers and sisters, after all they went through. They still got to vilify Israel, still got to vilify the Jewish people. It's so anti-Semitic down there in Washington. I'm telling you, on the Democratic side. And what Israel does, they go to Africa and they do all irrigation and they get water to the Africans. You never hear about this. All you hear is Ilhan Omar spewing hate. He's spewing hate. And you know what? Before we break, guys, and we're going to go to Frank Siller in a second, but on Twitter, I saw the... I tweeted about the lynching in New Orleans. I'm never going to forget about that. Also, but Lee Zeldin here says Ilhan Omar must be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She should have never been appointed to this committee in the first place. God bless you, Lee. Right on the money. Lee Zeldin saying that right now. And by the way, before I forget, and now I saw Greg Kelly talk about this. I saw this in the Epoch Times. Weight-adjusted hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin boosted survival of ventilated COVID-19 patients by 200%. This is a study. And then, if I may, and I know we got a break, there's another study that it says, and there's the Cleveland Clinic has a study that if you have had the virus, you don't need to be vaccinated. This is another study. Can we just at least speak the truth? Speak the truth when it's out there. And President Trump's going to say about HCQ, about hydroxychloroquine, we broke it on this show. By the way, on this show, and it was Dr. Stephen Greer who broke the news. He talked about remdesivir. He goes, we got something for it. It's called hydroxychloroquine with ZPAC and some zinc and remdesivir. Dr. Greer, you got to give him credit. Well, what happened? The president mentions that, you know, because maybe they sampled what they heard on our show. And boy, the press destroyed him. How many lives were lost because of the irresponsibility of the mainstream media? How many lives were lost? You think about that. And you tell me, I talk about speaking the truth, inexcusable. Hey, Joe on the radio, 719 right now. Debbie's out there on the roads checking traffic for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Oh, if you get a chance, you've got to watch that national anthem from last night, the Islanders game. One of the listeners just mentioned, it's amazing. Joe, let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride over to the inbound GWB. A stalled truck over on that ramp to the northbound Deegan, causing delays of an hour now at the George Washington Bridge. So it's really tough to the upper level, a bit better to the lower level, about 30 minutes there. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 25. It's kind of busy on the Cross Island northbound up by Northern Boulevard. Watch for an accident. Bronx River Parkway southbound getting down toward Bronx River Road. It looks like an unauthorized tractor trailer is there as well, getting down through Yonkers. It's very busy on the Bruckner. The Bruckner westbound all lane subject to closure by the Hunts Point drawbridge. Again, that's all due to an accident involving a motorcycle, and crews are still at the scene over there. 287 southbound, right at 440, an overturned tractor trailer getting down through Edison, so prepare for some delays as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard is here. The Girl Scout cookies you love meet Cool Mind and world-famous soft serve, blended together in this chocolatey, minty masterpiece. Grab it today, only at your DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Hey, Joe on the radio talking about MyPillow. We love MyPillow. $29.98. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Are you kidding me? It's regularly $69.98. What are the savings, Al Gattulo? Come on, give me a saving. $40.
$40.
Me and Al failed math miserably. They wrote it down for me. They wrote that. But it's a $40 savings. It's usually $69.98. You can get a standard queen premium pillow for $29.98. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Joe P. Just think of E-T. Think of Joe P. Go, I mean, I'm telling you, you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and just say the promo code is Ouch is Joe P. I'm telling you, you will get great deals on MyPillow mattress toppers, the MyPillow towel sets, the Giza Dream bed sheets, all MyPillow products. But now Mike has this for you. Mike Lindell has this for you. I just love, because you know the big box stores, a lot of them, you know, they're in line. And this is me talking, not Mr. Lindell, not Salem Media. This is me talking. This is Joe talking. They're afraid of offending the communist in China, you know. So the big box stores, you know. And Mike is so independent, so they cut off MyPillow. Let's show that we appreciate an American-made company like MyPillow, creating thousands of jobs in Mike's home state of Minnesota, man. All right, $29.98. It's MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Parcel Service is looking into delivering packages on the same day they're shipped. Carol Tomei, UPS chief executive, revealed the possible fast delivery plans during an Investor Day webcast, saying UPS doesn't have it all the way figured out, but has a team of people working on it. Starbucks is now facing a shortage of cups, syrup, and oat milk as eased COVID-19 restrictions have coffee lovers returning to its cafes. Starbucks says the shortages are temporary and vary by store and location. GPS provider NextNav is close to a deal to go public by merging with a special purpose acquisition company. NextNav provides technology that can locate a device inside buildings, expected to help first responders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
So, did you Rhino Shield the house yet? This year can be the last year you paint. Get Rhino Shielded. Yes, it's a verb now. Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or building, sprayed on, bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum block, or vinyl. You know, paint is typically 60% water. Rhino Shield is almost 80% solids, is why it lasts so long. And it dries 8 to 10 times thicker. 8 to 10 times thicker than traditional paint, offering greater protection and insulation benefits, right? And does not require constant repainting every 3 to 5 years. Rhino Shield comes with a 25-year warranty. Comes in any color, looks just like paint. It not only protects your property, Rhino Shield does, from the elements, but it can increase the value of your home or your business, offering a unique transferable warranty. I love Susan. I love that she's an independent businesswoman, a father of 3 daughters, you know. And I love when women step up, and she's the only female representative for all of Rhino Shield all across the United States of America. And she does a great job. She is meticulous in her follow-up. I talked to her just yesterday. We went back and forth. I can't tell you enough how happy you will be for your business, by the way, as well. You want your business to look good. You want your home to look good. I'll tell you, the team from Rhino Shield, they make it easy, and you can get a free on-the-spot estimate. Free on-the-spot estimate. 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608, or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Frank Siller is the chairman, CEO of the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. He is a true American hero, although he will not feel that. He is a very, very humble man. Frank, always an honor to have you with us on the program, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, so Frank, and a shout out to your lovely bride who listens every morning, which we are honored by. You see, you got to put up with me every morning. You have no choice, Frank. Am I right?
You put a big smile on our face in the morning, Joe.
Thank you, brother.
Pat was listening long before I was. I got to tell the truth.
I know. The women, everybody tells me that. All the husbands tell me, Frank. They go, my wife listens all the time. Well, gals always have better intuition than guys, right, Frank? Come on, come on.
Well, that's for sure, especially my wife. She's the best.
Yeah, she is indeed. Hey, Frank, so thank you, man, for all that you're doing. I tell you, you're a good guy, you're a regular guy, and I'm just so always so grateful that you and I, our paths crossed, and all the great work that you're doing. Tell us what you're doing now with those illnesses that we forget about from 9/11. You keep it alive. You remember everything that we are about in America, my friend. And God bless you for maintaining and never forgetting. Tell us what you're doing now about this press conference that you had.
Well, John, we're so proud, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, that we are now going to take care, pay off the mortgages of first responders that have died of 9/11 illnesses that leave behind young families. So, you know, people don't even realize, you know, there's 343 firefighters that died in 9/11. There's 60 plus police officers that died on 9/11, but many, you know, they didn't stop there. On 9/12, there were people down there on 9/11 also, but for sure 9/12 and on, that there were firefighters down there digging every day, looking for not just my brother, for so many people. First, it was a, you know, they were trying to save lives, and you know, and then it became a, you know, a recovery effort, and they were down there for days after days, weeks after weeks, and months after months, and we got to take care of these great heroes' families that are left behind. So it's a terrorist act that keeps on taking lives. And it is our responsibility to take care of these great families that are left behind. So we're proud that we're taking on this responsibility.
You know, Frank, I went down there. I remember I went down there. And I went down there about a month or so, maybe 6 weeks after 9/11, just to pay tribute, to pay respects. I remember we were at an event at the Intrepid, and we went down. And we were invited to go down, and Mike, you couldn't breathe, Frank. You couldn't breathe, man. I mean, and people went without masks, without any special gear. It was so toxic. People forget and what they inhaled, and they were there for almost a year, correct, and more.
Yeah, and listen, they were told the air was safe. But even if they weren't told that, they would have been there because they were just, listen, they were decimated. The fire department was decimated. So many police officers were gone in an instant. Mm-hmm. I had a Port Authority friend, Gene Raggio, who was down there, and, he survived the 93 attacks, but in 2001, he was called the mayor of the towers, and he didn't survive. There are, you know, Port Authority, 37 Port Authority police officers, you know, but there was that many that died afterwards. More police officers have died after 9/11 than they did before. So we're proud to take on this responsibility. We had two, when we made this announcement, we had two great families there with us, the firefighter Thomas Okla's family, wife and three kids, and police sergeant Jeremiah Hunt's wife and four kids were there. So you know, we're proud to take on this responsibility, but we need your listeners to help. The only way that we get this done, Joe, is if people go to t2t.org and donate $11 a month. And $11 a month is not asking for much to take care of these great families. And also, you know what we do when a first responder dies in the line of duty. Now we're right there taking care of them, making sure they don't have that burden of a mortgage.
Yeah,
and one last thing, Joe.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So to remember all those that have died in 9/11 illnesses, which is over 2,000, all right, we're going to read their names on 9/12 this year, right down by Ground Zero.
Wow.
Just like we read it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the first time ever.
Yeah. You're never forgetting. Hey, so that it will be in full force on September 11th down there, correct, this year. And I know sometimes I think that the city officials, forgive me, this is me speaking, not Frank, but the city officials will just let it go. Frank, you make it happen, and we'll be down at Ground Zero again, full force, never forgetting, correct, this year.
Yes, the city's going to be wide open, thank God. You know, it seems like this is behind us, and thank God for that. But, you know, we read the names no matter what. We're going to read the names on 9/12 of these all the people who've died of 9/11-related illnesses, all of them. Yes, we're a First Responders Foundation. We're going to read their names for sure, but I want to read everybody's name that passed away. But we got to take care of these first responder families that died of 9/11-related illnesses.
T2T.org with Mr. Siller, T2T.org. This is a foundation I know about. It has done spectacular work, never forgetting, always remembering those who put their lives before us. But I got to go here, Frank. You're walking 500 miles, man. I tell you what, I know, you're a tough guy, and you're a tough guy I would never mess with. Let me tell you right now, my friend, but 500 miles, 500 miles, come on. You're going to start? Tell us what.
You know why? I used to love that song, 500 miles, 500 miles.
You can sing it. Yeah, I remember that, man. So you're starting in the Pentagon?
Yeah, I'm going to start in the Pentagon. Okay. I'm going to walk to Shanksville, and then I'm going to walk to New York City, of course, right to Ground Zero. So it's the three places that we had such great loss of life on September 11, 2001. And I want to put a big light on the fact that it's 20 years has passed since these crazy terrorists came in and tried to change. Well, they did change the world, in many ways. But we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Our country is the greatest country that ever existed, but we can't forget what happened 20 years ago. And we're all about never forgetting. That's our first mission at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, is that we never forget. We don't want to forget what happened on 9/11. We don't want to forget the 6,957 military personnel that have died since 9/11. And this is why I'm doing this work.
We are so proud. I'm proud to know you, Frank Siller. And you know what? You got to call in, check in as you walk. We're going to follow you. This is going to be huge.
Oh,
it starts August 1st, by the way.
I thought you were coming with me for a couple of days.
You know what? I wonder if I could get the broadcast down there. How cool would that be? You and me on the road.
It would be great. We start one morning over there. That would be good. We could do it at Shanksville, in the morning of Shanksville. When I'm August 21st, I'll be in Shanksville. I'm going to lay a wreath, and we could do it. We could do it right there. I mean, I can't talk for Shanksville, but I think it would be a beautiful place to do it. And listen, last but not least,
yes,
we have the run this year. Always the last Sunday in September. We're going to have 30, 40,000 people running through that tunnel.
Yes.
So we're going to be there. You'll be the MC like you always are. And we'll have a great celebration of all the lives that perished on 9/11.
We're back at T2T.org. Please go there, T2T.org. Frank Siller, I know you don't like to hear this, but you are a true American hero. In the name of your brother, Stephen, and of all your beautiful family, I'm so proud to know you, my friend. God bless you. Godspeed. We'll be following you literally every step of the way. We'll be following you, Frank Siller. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too.
Then Frank Siller is the man. T2T.org, please. $11 a month. Hey, Joe on the radio. And Al's got the headline news right now. Live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Video released of Monday's crash that left a B-49 bus wedged inside of a Brooklyn brownstone points towards human error. Onboard footage shows the operator removing the brakes and rear-ending a vehicle twice before jumping the curb and smashing into the building at Lincoln Road and Bedford Avenue. The structure, which has been determined to be compromised, also has landmark status. The buildings department added that shoring must be installed before the bus can be removed. Law enforcement agencies now have 60 days to publish the names of officers who have been disciplined in New Jersey. The New Jersey Supreme Court unanimously voted to approve Attorney General Gerbier Greywald's major discipline directive on Monday, which applies to any officer found guilty of serious misconduct between June 15, 2020 and December 31, 2020. Greywald says the decision heralds a new chapter for police transparency. In sports, the Islanders got a trio of goals in the second period as they beat the Bruins 6-2 in Uniondale. The Islanders win the series 4-2. They'll move on to face the Tampa Bay Lightning in the semifinals. Giancarlo Stanton, he homered twice. Yankees beat the Twins 9-6, and the Mets, they crushed their former teammate Matt Harvey and the Orioles in a 14-1 win. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to Motor Parkway. Motor Parkway and Hoppaw getting out toward Adams Lane. All lanes closed. A garbage truck and a van collided there. Medevac going to the scene. Let's go out to the Gowanus eastbound at 38th. A disabled vehicle. Still a tough ride. Cross Bronx eastbound ramp to the northbound Deegan. Disabled tractor trailer causing delays at the George Washington Bridge of an hour to the upper level, 30 to the lower. Lincoln 20, Holland 20 as well. Traffic still a problem on 24 westbound getting up toward exit 7 in toward Short Hills with an accident involving an overturned truck. It's busy on the Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard with a collision. Grand Central Parkway westbound busy at the RFK Bridge with police department activity and traffic slowing down on the Taconic southbound at the Croton Reservoir Bridge in Yorktown. It looks like an accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe of the radio, Debbie, thank you. Beautiful job as always. 7:38 right now. Nicole Fields from St. James Health will join us momentarily. But I have to tell you about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. I'm so proud to tell you every morning, and like folks call and Ed called and they say so many nice things, and we always try to remember how great the country is and try to, we have some fun, but we deal with truth and we deal with what will help the community. Really, that's where my heart lies. You know that, and yours too, I know that. And that's how I know we're a great country, when I see Frank Siller walking 500 miles, just in memory, and to help out those lives lost on 9/11. when I see law enforcement against drugs step up and work with law enforcement and community leaders and educators and families, and they create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, violence. We're talking about it. The politicians may not talk about it. We're talking about it. Law enforcement against drugs. Then they have this four-day conference. It's at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, the Hard Rock Hotel, beautiful casino and hotel. That's June 27th through the 30th. It's coming up. And we're going to be broadcasting there the 28th and 29th of this month. So we invite you to head to leaddrugs.org and sign up. This is a great conference because you got educators, you got community leaders, we're all like-minded, just trying to bring respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and the communities. All the police are down there, you know, from all over the country, by the way. My son Michael will be performing, I believe, on the 27th that night. We're going to go down with the great B Street Band. Mike is opening for them, Mikey P and 5050. You got to see my kid play, by the grace of God, I'm telling you what, play the guitar. But really, and Michael will agree, more importantly, this helps out the communities. This helps out the educators. This helps out those helping their communities, building their communities. This helps out law enforcement work with the communities. LeadDrugs.org. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD Conference today.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You know, they have that amazing new center dedicated to women together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Center. And with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they have come up and opened up this Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment. You ready for this? Regardless of her ability to pay. There's even a navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. It's a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology. Most importantly, it's welcoming. It's a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through the doors. Now, I know personally the staff at Trinitas, and I know that their high level of caring and compassion is behind the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, as it is for every service Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984, or visit the website at rmctrinitasrmc.org.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's New York trivia question is sponsored by St. James Health, a community health center located in the East and West Wards of Newark, bringing low-cost primary comprehensive care to the community.
All right, for the entire month of June, AM 970, The Answer and the Joe Piscopo Show are spotlighting the city of Newark, New Jersey. We want to reward you, the listener, so be the first caller at 877-970-2999. Here we go, to correctly answer the trivia question, and you'll receive a $100 gift card from Newark's finest tapas bar and restaurant, Mompo, located on Ferry Street, redefining the ironbound Spanish tapas experience since 2005 with a combination of modern interpretations of traditional Spanish cuisine. Here's today's trivia question. What is the intersection of Broad and Market Streets called? You know, and I know that my father used to call that the center of the universe when he was a kid, right? Right. The intersection of Broad and Market Streets in Newark is called what? Be the first caller at 877-970-2999. Correctly answer the trivia question, and you'll receive that $100 gift card from Newark's finest tapas bar and restaurant, Mompo, located right there on Ferry Street, redefining the ironbound Spanish tapas experience since 2005 through a combination of modern interpretation of traditional Spanish cuisine. All right, and we wish you all the very, very best. 877-970-2999. We want to bring to the airwaves Nicole Fields. She is president and CEO of St. James Health. Nicole, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you for all that you're doing. You know, my family comes from Newark. You're doing such great things in St. James Health. And how did you get started in this, if we may ask?
I'm actually the founding CEO of St. James Health. We are a federally qualified health center. So we received funding in 2014 and opened in 2015.
Wow. And what made you go to Newark? Which I love, by the way. I love it because it's a great city. It's doing some great things. And St. James is right there at the forefront. What made you pick Newark, New Jersey?
My family's business has been in the Ironbound section of Newark for over 35 years.
Wow.
And we wanted to find a way to give back to Newark. So I did a needs assessment and ended up opening a health center.
Oh, this is great. Can we ask what the family's business is in the Ironbound?
It's a trucking company. Completely
great.
Different
is it?
Than medical.
does your family come? And forgive me, I'm just riffing here. It's the Piscopo show. We could talk about anything. Nicole Fields, president and CEO of St. James Health. Does the family originally come from Portugal by chance?
No, we do not.
Isn't that something? all the Portuguese came down to the Ironbound. My mother was born on East Kinney Street in the Ironbound, Nicole. Is that wild? So it's great that we go back. That whole area is so spectacular. Tell us the services, and we know we talk about St. James Health, the services that you offer and where we can get in touch with you, please, Nicole.
Of course. So we offer adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, and mental health care. We're able to see everybody regardless of their insurance. We can take Medicare, Medicaid, and we have a sliding fee discount for uninsured patients. Anyone can call us to make an appointment at 973-789-8111, and that'll cover both locations, or for any COVID-related services such as vaccinations or testing, they can go to newarkvaccine.com.
Hey, Nicole, if I may, going through the pandemic, very, very tough, because I know the densely populated areas in Jersey got hit pretty hard. That was it's been a tough year for you, but you got through it, huh?
We did. In 2019, we saw 3,800 patients. In 2020, we saw over 17,000 patients.
And you got the vaccine out and everything. This is great. Nicole Fields is the president and CEO. You came up with the concept of this, you're saying, right? That's you. This is great. St. James Health.
Well, the federally qualified health center has been around a while. I just figured out that Newark needed another one.
God bless you. God bless you. I'll tell you what, it's great. And as you're listening, check out St. James Health in Newark, New Jersey. This is great. You're doing great things for the community, and it really moves the country along in such a positive way. Nicole Fields, great job. And thank you for joining us on the radio, and hopefully we'll see you down in the Ironbound one of these days, Nicole.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Nicole Fields, president and CEO of St. James Health in the Ironbound section in Newark, New Jersey, baby, hometown of my parents. We got a winner already, guys, huh?
Yes, we do. We have a winner. Warren Stecker from Newark, New Jersey, knew the correct answer to the question, what is the intersection of Broad and Market Streets called? And the answer is Four Corners. Warren wins a $100 gift card from Newark's finest tapas bar and restaurant, Mompo, located on Ferry Street, redefining the Ironbound Spanish tapas experience since 2005 through a combination of modern interpretations of traditional Spanish cuisine. Congrats, Warren.
I feel like going to lunch now. You know, is it too early for lunch over there, Mompo? I'm ready to go, baby. This is great. Thank you so much. Four Corners. I had no idea. My father told me. I said, Pop, I said, how was Newark when you were a kid? He goes, you know what? Broad and Market? I go, yeah. He goes, center of the universe for us. And then he was brought up in Newark and went to what was Summer Avenue School, which is now the Roberto Clemente School. And then they moved. I told you, they moved to the country, Belleville. They went out to the country. That was Belleville. But they don't go back to Newark. And I remember as a kid. And you get me? It's like, and it happens in all locations and all places in the neighborhood, you know, where you're brought up. You always go back to the town where your parents came. We used to go. There was Bamburgers in Newark. There was Haynes in Newark. I remember my mother actually taking us to those places. But to this day, I'm telling you, Newark is such a great town. It's a jazz town. The restaurants are great, like Mompo, and you got to check it out. And now with St. James Health just helping the folks, we're proud to tell you about the great city of Newark, New Jersey. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening out here. First of all, on 287 southbound at 440 into Edison, we're getting reports of an overturned tractor trailer right on that ramp. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes, ramp at 13 into Elizabeth. Looks like another accident there is just clear. Still seeing some volume. 24 West 6 at 7 in Short Hills. An overturned tractor trailer happened around 4 this morning. Crews are still at the scene. It's about an hour in at the George Washington Bridge to that upper level. Better to the lower level. The problem is on the Cross Bronx East ramp to the Deegan, a disabled tractor trailer. Bruckner westbound still subject to closure. Getting down past the Hunts Point drawbridge, an accident involving a motorcycle, and the eastbound Gowanus busy at 38th Street with a disabled vehicle over there as well. Some stop and go traffic on Motor Parkway. Motor Parkway closed by Marcus Boulevard and Hopog. A garbage truck and a van collided. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Has your relationship taken a turn? Is it time to call it quits? Do complex matters such as custody, alimony, child support, prenups, and financial matters make your head spin? Then tune in every Sunday evening at 5 for Should I Stay or Should I Go? With attorney Tanya Helfand from Helfand & Associates. With over 25 years of experience, Tanya will guide you through the confusing world of family law so that everyone can make the right decision. It's Should I Stay or Should I Go? Sunday evenings at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
That's watching my boss. Jerry Crowley, our boss. Who really put us all together? Jerry Crowley did, you know, at Phil Boyce as our programming guru, and Mr. Atzinger is the head of Salem. And we love him. Jerry goes, guys, he goes, he loved the interview with Frank Siller. You're having so much fun. It's not fair to pay someone to enjoy themselves so much.
Do it for free.
Joey Benefit, how are you? You got a charity. I got a tuxedo. I come early and I stay late, helping out New York City and America at the same time. Thank you, boss. I do appreciate that. And Al said he will deflect his salary in my name.
I didn't say that.
Thank you, Mr. Agavano. Hey, so today, you know what? You heard us talking about Relief Factor, how it really does work, and it really does work. And you see the commercials, and I'm saying to myself, I knew Pete and Seth Talbot for years, through Mr. Crowley, actually, right here at AM 970, The Answer. So, and I had a great chat with them. They're great guys. They're grounded. They're just great patriots, you know, and very great individuals. So we chatted. We talked about the pain because I was always working out. And you always have a nick and a pain here and there. And they would tell me about Relief Factor. And I go, yeah. Then we move on. And they would be advertising here or there. And then Pete goes, let's try your show. And now Relief Factor has come on our program here, the Piscopo Show, you know. And Al and I had that great Zoom meeting with Pete. And then I got to meet Pete and Seth and everything. And we put the product on. Everybody is getting Relief Factor. And I'm telling you, through the program here. And I'll tell you why. Because it works. It works. You take it. I take it religiously. And it stopped me from having the pain in my knee. Take your pick. The pain in my shoulder. Take your pick. The pain in my neck. The pain in my hands. The hands, whatever it is. And it's 100% drug free. And it targets your body's inflammation. It's like a botanical ingredient, a fish oil. So just try it because I love you and I worry about you. I want you out of pain. And you can go to relieffactor.com or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Start here, please, for that 3-week quick start that is still discounted to only $19.95. Relieffactor.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
She fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold.
Al's choice of music has been pretty good, though, lately, Joe. You notice that? I don't
know. Modern. We're up to 9 songs now. So.
Wow.
I love it.
This is a great album, though. This Sting 10 Summoner's Tales album, fantastic album.
Oh, my favorite
album.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's one of the last concerts I saw before the pandemic set in.
Really?
I saw him in Atlantic City where we're going at the Hard Rock Cafe. We're going to be there in 2 weeks at the Mark G. Estes Arena. And he had broken his collarbone, so he couldn't play the bass and could only sing. But he was fantastic. Unbelievable.
What did he do? He fell off a bike or something, right?
I think you're right. I think he fell off a bicycle.
But he still performed, God bless
him. Yeah, I mean, that's dedication. You know, right, he couldn't play the bass, but really, he still was able to sing. So, really cool.
I love it. Yeah, but if it doesn't have Sinatra in the name, I really don't listen
to it.
No,
I understand. I understand.
Hey, so Joe Lumberg is with us, and it's 7:56, and I'm trying to figure out. Joe, it was weird yesterday. Beautiful, but you called it, by the way. Then rain. Then beautiful, and then rain. So what do we got? What do we got in store for us today, sir? Please.
Today's just simply beautiful. Sun and clouds, and put the emphasis more, I think, in the sunshine and the humidity. That's coming down, too. So it's going to be a warm, comfortable day, about 83 or 84. And tomorrow, a cool and comfortable day, I think in the low to mid-70s, like 73, 74, and dry. If there's a shower over the next 3 days, it would be Saturday in spots. And even then, I think most of the areas rain-free with temperatures in the mid-70s to start the weekend.
No rain tomorrow. Okay, I see it. This is great.
Nope.
All right, Joey, thank you. Yeah, Joe Lumberg is the man. I appreciate it very much. We got it. Because tomorrow, of course, I'm going to perform, I think, at the Somerset Patriots Park. I think it's a private little memorial for my dear friend who passed away. But I'm going to do a quick number over there. So we'll be able to get that in.
Maybe I'll come by.
You're not close to there, are you?
About a half hour, 40 minutes.
During the memorial. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a buddy of mine, Al. How you doing,
Al? Would it be wrong if I yell out?
You Freebird! Freebird!
Standing room only.
Yeah, a little bit, I think. A little bit.
Play some Judas Priest!
That'd be a little rude, right?
In the middle of the memorial. Yeah. Do Bruce! Do Frank! Do Frank!
Do Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Summerwind.
John Solomon is going to join us.
Thunder Road!
Please, Al, don't do it, because I know you will. Crocs, compression socks,
Yeah. Actually, I'm getting new compression socks.
The name of the tour is Crocs and Compression Socks.
There you go.
That's the name of the tour. That's the Crocs and Compression Socks Tour with Al Gattula. I love it. I'm ready. John Solomon is going to join us. He's award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News, and it is Just the News, and it's objective. How about that? Mr. Solomon will join us. Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury, and a great gal. We'll get into everything what's happening with these stimulus checks going out. Assemblyman John Bramnick is with us, Tom Del Vaccaro, Arthur Idala, and you at 877-970-2999. We're coming right back.
News.